From the KSFR newsroom, another national report is out, this one showing New Mexico at the bottom of the list when it comes to overall child well-being. For the first time, New Mexico has fallen behind Mississippi for the bottom slot on that study. It comes from the Kids Count data book. Veronica Garcia is head of the advocacy group New Mexico Voices for Children and says it all boils down to poverty.
31% of our children live in poverty. That was a worsening. We were 26% in 2005. 37% of our children's parents lack secure employment. And children living in households with a high housing cost burden was 36%. And teens not in school and not working was 11%.
A movement is developing to increase the minimum wage throughout Santa Fe County to the city level of $10.51 an hour. Organizers tell the Journal North they're circulating a petition that could go to the county commission. The so-called living wage in Santa Fe is the second highest in the nation, just behind San Francisco. At present, minimum wage workers in the county make $7.50 an hour. The Horoso fire east of Espanola continues to smolder, but hasn't grown much since early last week. It stands at 3,900 acres, but it remains inaccessible by firefighters. Meanwhile, a fire burning near Del Norte, Colorado, more than doubled in size over the weekend to more than 70,000 acres. This week is the second anniversary of the Las Conchas fire in the Los Alamos area. It burned more than 150,000 acres and forced residents of Los Alamos and workers at the National Lab to evacuate. We'll recount events on at noon today on KSFR News. A longtime KSFR show host, Diego Mulligan, has died after a long illness.
Good afternoon, live from Santa Fe Public Radio. You're on The Journey Home. We're the independent alternative all about people, planet, and politics. I'm Diego Mulligan, and today on
The Journey Home was Santa Fe's longest continuing daily talk show. Diego Mulligan is survived by his wife, Jennifer, and children, Michaela, Joss, and Jaden. Weather for Santa Fe, sunny, hot, and dry. 88 for highs. Bill Dupuy, KSFR 101.1 News.